the last few months, websites desperate for dollars have been allowing advertisers to place more aggressive ads than ever before. Unlike banner ads, these ads create their own space on your computer screen, forcing you to react. The trend has been led by a particularly controversial type of ad called a pop-under. Joel Obermeyer reports.
Last spring, the Los Angeles Times website tested out a new type of ad. When viewing the website, the so-called pop-under ad would stealthily load behind the browser, and it wouldn't reveal itself until the user closed that window. The ad was for X10, a company selling wireless video cameras. Dana Hayes is an executive with the Tribune Company, which owns the Los Angeles Times.
And what we found over a course of about 5 days is that in LA, we sold hundreds of cameras in about a 5-day period, and we knew we had something unique.
Soon after, X10 began placing the ads on many of the most popular sites on the web. Within a few months, it wasn't uncommon to see X10 pop-under ads several times in a single session. In fact, the X10 ads were bringing its website so much traffic that in June it had 34 million unique visitors, making it the fourth most visited site on the web, according to Jupiter Media Metrics. Other advertisers have followed suit. Pop-unders for credit cards, long-distance service, and travel sites have been appearing in droves all summer long. The new ads joined a growing array of intrusive ads already out there, including ads that pop up on your screen and others that appear like mini television commercials. Most web surfers have experienced the changes. Visit some place where people gather to use the internet, a place like the public library in Glen Burnie, Maryland, outside of Baltimore. Here, in just a few minutes, the prevailing sentiment becomes clear. Take Laquanda Jones, for instance. She works as a kindergarten teacher. She says she runs into far more of the ads than she ever did before.
Then there's days where there's one after another, and when you close that down, and another one pops up immediately, or you think you've closed it down, but all you've done is moved it down to the bottom bar.
Walt, who declined to give his last name, says web advertisers know they've got a captive audience.
With the television's advertising, they try to turn up the sound, and you leave and go to the refrigerator and get something. With the computer, it's sort of difficult to do that because you're here because you're looking for something.
And at times, the ads are more than a nuisance. Clara Pilgrim says sometimes there are so many that they freeze her computer.
I mean, I can understand them trying to sell what they need to sell, but it's just annoying to me.
With the internet in a slump, some popular websites have decided it's more important to make money than to worry about irritating visitors. Frank Catalano, who has written a book about internet marketing, says that many of the intrusive ads are placed by direct marketers, companies trying to make an immediate sale. And they've learned many of their techniques by copying strategies common on pornography sites.
The focus of pop-under ads is attention, not affection. These companies don't care if they're liked as long as they get your money.
Others think the controversy is overblown. Matt Coffin is CEO of LowerMyBills.com, a company that attracts business with pop-under ads. He doesn't think the ads are particularly intrusive. It's just that they're new and very visible.
And I think what you'll see is in the next couple months, the anger around pop-unders will really dissipate, and it will then be focused on whatever then the new tool is.
Catalano says pop-unders and some of the other aggressive ads should eventually die down to a manageable level. But coming generations of web advertising could be a lot worse.
Think of the most obnoxious used car radio ad you've ever heard, and it's the guy basically yelling at you to come on down and buy today. You turn it off every time. Now take it to the internet. It's a pop-under ad. You can't turn it off. It takes control of your computer when you're browsing the web with all sorts of video and audio.
Catalano says someone is going to try it someday. He just hopes that the backlash will be so large that no one will try it again. For NPR News, I'm Joel Obermeyer.